Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the channel. Now, I'm just happy that this first story hasn't happened to me yet. Entitled Mum demands that I upload her son's video on my YouTube channel. I'm 20 years old, living with my girlfriend, and I love to make videos for YouTube. I'm currently sitting at 830 subscribers, and I've been working hard to make my videos good quality. I've always wanted a job as a YouTuber ever since I was 10, and for the first time in my life, I'm starting to see that possibility of it coming true, as I've been getting lots of active viewers and positive feedback. My mother liked that I was following my dream. I was showing her one time the analytics for my page, which excited her because she works with analytics for a living. She was proud of me. However, she was so proud of me that she decided to tell other family members about it. I wasn't upset by that, to be honest, except my aunt, who's married to my mum's brother and had a Karen vibe, felt like her son was YouTube worthy as well. My cousin, aunt's son, was 10 years old and he loved YouTube as much as I did. He wanted to be a YouTuber as well and would make Minecraft videos in his bedroom as a small hobby. I guess one night my cousin was showing his mother one of his videos and was kind of upset that nobody was watching his videos on YouTube. So his mother, who had just found out about my YouTube channel, told him to message me and ask if he could upload his video onto my channel. And that's what he did. I got a message from my cousin asking if I could upload his video to my channel, and trying not to crush his dreams or hurt his feelings, I tried to tell him that it doesn't seem that would be a great idea, as it's my channel and I'm working hard to post decent content so I could gain more subscribers. He asked me to check out his video to see if it's good quality, and because I want to be a good cousin, I decided to check it out. The video was of him playing Minecraft, except his PC was a hand-me-down from our grandpa that might have been older than me, which meant the game was lagging terribly. Not to mention, he was recording the entire thing on his phone, propped up to stare at the monitor. Trying to be nice, I messaged him back that it's a great video and all, but I really can't post this video on my channel as I've explained before. He was a little disappointed, but he seemed to understand. He went home and briefly explained to his mother that I couldn't upload his video, and she was furious. Later that night, I got a call from my aunt. This was basically our conversation. Hi, Auntie M.
Hi, I was wondering why your cousin can't upload his video to your channel.
Well, as I told him, my channel is pretty small and I'm working hard to grow. And to do so, I need to upload my content so when people watch my videos, they're likely to subscribe and such.
My son said he showed you his video. Isn't that a good video to help you grow?
I like the video, but it's not exactly the kind of video I want for my channel. I only want to post the videos I make. She cuts me off.
I don't understand. He's your cousin and he wants to be like you and help you grow your channel. And you're telling me he's not good enough?
No, that's not what I'm saying. This is my channel and I've worked hard to get where I am. I don't want to risk losing subscribers if I post your son's videos.
Why would you care more what your fans think of you more than spending time with your cousin? You need to post this video on your channel now.
She's believing that she has any authority over me when I'm 20 and I don't live with my parents. It's not that, it's just I want to make YouTube my job. She starts laughing.
That cannot be a job. That's not possible.
I then get into how YouTube works and how content creators get paid, and the way she was just breathing and responding with, sounded like she couldn't comprehend that YouTube was more than a jokish hobby.
So, if you have 800 subscribers, why would it matter since you're not getting paid yet?
At this point, I was irritated and annoyed. Look, Aunt EM, I have to go. I need to get dinner already.
Very well, but I'm going to be talking to your mother about this, and I don't think she'll be happy to know how rude you've been to your cousin.
Okay, bye. And sure enough, she did end up calling my mother and telling her everything about what happened. My mother eventually called me and told me about their conversation. She tells me that Auntie M was very disappointed in me and I was being highly unfair to her son and that I should learn some respect for the family. But my mum cut her off and told her that she was being incredibly rude for feeling entitled to my YouTube channel that I'd been working hard on. Sure enough, Auntie M was shocked to hear that from her husband's sister and hung up. I don't know if I'll ever hear from Auntie M again, but I
feel sorry for my cousin, who seemed to understand the situation better than her. And he even messaged me and apologized for her behavior.
You see, this is the kind of thing that I don't want to happen to me, but in a way I kind of want it to happen because it would make for such a good story like this one. Moving on to the next story, entitled Mother at GameStop involving the police and me ending in handcuffs.
I went to GameStop on Saturday to pick up chat with a friend and browse the merchandise. I also wanted to get an Xbox X and a PS4 along with some games, roughly spending more money there than I ever have before. I was there for about an hour or two, having conversations with three people, one employee, my friend, and the manager. After a while of talking with the employee about specifications between the consoles and the differences between the versions of the PS4, the manager stepped out for lunch. A short time later, entitled parent and entitled kid walked in and rushed to the Switch section. While I was sifting through the games, the employee went to ask them if they needed help finding anything. She asked some questions, but I tuned them out while me and my friend talked about certain games. About 20 minutes later, I knew what I was getting. The employee was getting everything together. A PS4 Pro, two controllers, PSVR and 5 games, an Xbox One X, an Elite controller, an Astro headset and 4 games. Wow. My friend was talking about a game he wanted, and I said I'd get it for him as a favor for helping me out a few months ago. He thanked me and that was it. Almost. The entitled parent and entitled kid saw what was going on and heard me, and they came right over. And the entitled parent asked if I would help her and her children and buy them a game. I said no thank you. She was looking at me like I was crazy and said, "You're buying him what he wants, why won't you buy my kids something?" I told her that he's my friend and I'm giving him something back after he helped me out. She looked at everything on the counter and said, "How old are you? You're too old to be playing all these games. You don't need them, you should just give them to my kids."
I said, "My age is irrelevant. People of any age can play video games, and your children are too young to play the games I'm buying. They're rated M for mature, and I'm not gonna buy your children things they don't need." She then tells her kids to beg for the video games, and I quickly turn to her and tell her that you're not a responsible adult and parent by teaching your kids to beg for free stuff. She continues to tell her kids as I'm talking to my friend. Suddenly, I'm grabbed by two children pulling on me and jumping, begging me to get them something. I gently take their arms off me and keep them away, and the kids began crying, and the mother said,
"You just touched my children, you pervert. I'm calling the police."
A minute before she calls the police, the manager comes back and sees me grabbing the kids and pushing them away and tells me to let go of those kids. I told him the whole story, but he wasn't believing it. He only saw a fragment of the confrontation. The manager talks to the woman and she completely lies about what happened. She said that I tried to bribe her to touch her kids while nobody was looking, and to even attempt to bribe her with the games I was buying.
I was laughing at the conversation that was being had, and I said, "Surely you can't believe this." But he was already on the phone with the cops.
The employee was in the back of the building during all of this, and I thought I was screwed, because I've seen issues like this and worse, because people automatically go with the woman's story. I may be wrong in some implications, but it's very common for people to believe women over anything. Really, is that true?
10 minutes later, the cops arrive, and when I try to talk to one of them, the entitled mum butts in to give her story first. So she tells the same story to the cops, and the manager tells the same, and the cops look at me and one of them puts me in handcuffs without hearing my side. I'm totally freaking out by how this has come down onto me, being the bad guy based on a lie. I finally get to tell them my side of the story, and even my friend backs me up, but I was told,
"Her story is more believable than yours."
And I said, "You'll believe her without proof?"
They have security cameras in every corner of this building. Look at the footage and see for yourself. The look on her face was life-shattering. She tried to say that she wasn't going to press charges, but they wanted to keep her there. The manager and one of the officers go look at the surveillance video and soon come out and take the cuffs off of me, and they apologized. They asked her why she attempted to lie to them and ruin my life and reputation, and she replied with,
"He's too old to be playing those games. He should give them to me and my kids."
They asked me if I wanted to press charges. I said no, but I don't want her to get a slap on the wrist for this. They talked to her outside, and after identifying her, they found that she had a warrant for her arrest for something else. I was just flabbergasted over the whole situation. The manager tried to apologize for how he reacted to the situation, and I just told him I wanted a copy of the footage. He asked why, and I said, "Ask the cops, because I will be making a complaint on how you presented yourself." A few moments later, I get a copy and go home, and I didn't even want the games anymore. A few days later, I found out that the store was closed down awaiting new staff members. I may may have caused an issue with the retail manager, but he should have handled the situation much more professionally. He should have checked the surveillance video in the beginning instead of calling the police. If he had done that, then that woman wouldn't have gotten arrested and he wouldn't have been fired. I mainly feel bad for the children involved in this. They are being raised by a crazy woman who thinks begging and lying is the only way to get what you want in life. Yep, I totally agree with you there. In my opinion, to ensure that justice is served, you really need to press charges on this entitled parent. If nothing happens to her, she'll keep raising her kids in this bad way and probably do things again. Think about what effect that might have on her children in the future. Entitled mom vandalizes my car because I won't give her my parking spot. I enjoy this sub frequently, but never really thought I'd have a genuine entitled parent story to share. However, today I crossed paths with the Mega Karen, and although she seriously disrupted my day, I'm kind of tickled to finally be able to contribute something. I work in an office building with about 3 dozen companies operating on the premises, and because of the odd layout of the building, we have 6 different parking lots. I prefer using the hidden lot that requires you to drive through one of the indoor lots to reach, which between being hard to find and all of the spots being marked compact, is usually less crowded than some of the lots close to the road. Not to mention that the door into the building from that lot is right next to my office, so it's convenient in every way for me personally. Today, it was raining cats and dogs when I arrived at the office. For some reason, my normal lot was unusually full. However, someone pulled out of a prime space just as I arrived, giving me a much shorter walk through the wetness to reach the door. I exchanged polite nods with the guy leaving, then pull into the...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space behind him. As I'm getting out of my car and grabbing my laptop bag out of the back, I hear some distant car horn honking, but thinking nothing of it since it's practically on the other side of the lot. But when I turn around to head inside though, EM rolls up in an oversized SUV and slides to a stop on the wet pavement between me and the building, splashing me with a bit of a puddle in the process.
That spot wasn't for you.
Excuse me?
That parking spot, I was waiting for it and you stole it from me.
I'm now irritated. Where? The highway off ramp?
No, I've been looking for a parking spot for 20 minutes, and when one comes open, it's for the first person waiting.
At this point, I look up and take stock of the whole row of empty spaces she had ignored to come over and harass me about taking her space, and consider the fact that the claim she's making, that whoever was waiting first gets the first available space, is not now, nor has it ever been, a real point of etiquette. I gesture over to the spaces. There are plenty over there that were open before I even got here. Take your pick.
No, I need that spot. You need to move now.
Why on earth do you have to have this spot? The entitled mum gestures to the back seat.
So my baby doesn't get wet walking from all the way over there.
I look in the back seat and the kid looking back at me was easily 10 to 12 years old. Also, over there couldn't have been more than 50 feet further to walk in the rain. The entitled kid says, "Stop. That's not a baby, he'll be fine. And anyway, your car wouldn't fit in this compact spot." I move and point so she can read the 6-inch tall letters marking the spot as smaller than average. But if you go around that side of the building, there's another lot that isn't compact spaces.
Whatever, are you gonna move or not? Your fat butt needs the extra exercise anyway.
I'm already cranky because I hadn't eaten yet, now annoyed that this orangutan in lipstick is talking to me this way. Well, I'm definitely not moving for such a colossal lady. Have fun walking in the rain, I hope you get struck by lightning. I quickly walked away while this charming example of humanity held abuse after me. Now, admittedly, about 15 minutes later, once I was settled in at my desk, I started feeling really bad that I told this woman I hoped she'd get struck by lightning, even if there was no lightning going on in that rainstorm. I continued to feel bad for all of 5 minutes, when the sound of a car alarm caused me to go to the window and look out. This woman had parked somewhere, gotten out of the car, and was now keying the heck out of my driver's side door, while her entitled kid recorded it on his phone. I took a quick picture of them in the act on my phone and immediately called building security to tell them what was going on. So guess who got arrested for destruction of property and assaults? Oh right, she also spit on and scratched the security guard who went to confront her, so assault. And everything that went down from beginning to end was practically right under a security camera, so it got a good look at her, her kid, and her car, including license plate. So there's no way she's getting away with it. And since the slur she etched into my car door is homophobic, she may also get charged under hate crime laws. So that's fun. If I end up going to court, having to testify, or ever deal with this woman again, etc., I will totally post an update. Well, I definitely look forward to hearing it, and I hope there is one. I do love, though, that you called her an orangutan in lipstick. That's made my day. Moving on to our next story. How dare you break your leg at my party? Background. So me and my ex-best friend used to be best friends. She had shown some entitlement before, but I usually brushed it off as she was just tired or sad or cranky. I always made up some excuse. I don't know why, to be honest. Anyways, because EF had her birthday, she invited me because I was her best friend. Now, this party was at a roller skating rink, and I loved roller skating, so of course I said yes. That, and I still thought she was my best friend at the time. On to the story. So, when my ex-best friend invites me to her party, I was really excited. I got her a present and everything. It was the best. Problem is, when we got there, she totally ditched me to go hang out with some other girl she invited to her party. I thought, whatever, just means I get to skate more. A few hours of skating later, the announcer at the roller rink called out that it was time to play some games. Racing, limbo, match the number, hokey pokey, etc. I decided to do something stupid. I had seen other people stop skating by doing this trick where they skidded to a screeching halt, all while maintaining their balance. I decided to try to do that. Only problem was, I had never done that before. I ended up losing my balance and falling backwards while my left leg folded underneath me. I will never forget the sickening crack of bones that I heard when I landed. At first, I was in shock and my brain hadn't registered the pain yet, so I was just lying on the ground. No one came to help me at first because they probably assumed I had just fallen. But within seconds, my brain realized that, oh, pain, and I started sobbing. I ripped my skate off and curled into a fetal position, cradling my leg close to me. Then someone realized I wasn't okay and rushed over to help me. When they realized I couldn't stand, they called for a wheelchair. It was only then that my entitled ex-friend realized that something was happening, and that was because no one was looking at her anymore, and were all staring my way with mixed expressions of shock and empathy. When she finally looked my way, she seemed shocked at first as well, but her face seemed to morph into a glare. I can't be sure if it actually did, because my eyes were pretty blurry from the tears. I'll spare you all the other details, but I ended up going to hospital via ambulance. The rest of the story will be told from my mum's perspective, as I was riding in an ambulance and was not there to witness this. According to my mum, after I left, my entitled ex-friend went straight to her mum and started complaining.
I can't believe her! OP totally ruined my birthday party! I bet she did that on purpose. She's probably not even that hurt. Why can't just one day be all about me?
I know, sweetie, I'm sorry. I'll take you out to eat later to make up for it. Go tell your friends that the party is over.
So EF begrudgingly went to go tell them that the party is over, so that she and her mum could go with my mum to the hospital. My mum said that when EF told her friends the party was over, it was because OP purposely hurt herself, and that I had wanted all the attention and several other things I don't care to name. My mum was annoyed as anything when she overheard EF, but she didn't do anything because she had bigger things to deal with, like a daughter with broken bones. Eventually, my entitled ex-friend and her entitled mum left with my mum to go see me. And according to my mum, EF was glaring out the window the entire time, grumbling under her breath about how I ruined her party and was probably lying about being hurt. Well, guess what? I wasn't. After I got to the hospital, they took x-rays and determined that I had two broken bones. I had snapped both my tibia, which is the big bone in your calf that spans to your knee, and my growth plate, the bone in your ankle that helps you grow, in half. And there were splinters coming from the bones. I had broken my bone so bad that it warranted surgery, and that's what I got. When I heard about what my entitled ex-friend had said, I was absolutely heartbroken. I don't know why I didn't just drop her right then. It would have saved so much heartache. Anyway, that's all for the roller skating incident. I think I have one more story about EF before I completely cut ties. I hope you enjoyed. Well, I for one definitely did, and I want to hear more stories about your friend. That is crazy. You broke your bone and she complained that you were being selfish. Like, what the frick? Moving on to the final story, and look at this for a title, Fatherzilla of the Bride. I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey. This is a tale of love, betrayal, narcissism, casual racism, and in the end, mind-bending insanity. Several years ago, a friend married his girlfriend. We all decamped to a beautiful part of the UK for the wedding, and all seemed to be fine and dandy until the speech. The father of the bride, ostensibly a pillar of the community, stood up to do a speech, and by God, did he make the most of it. He kicked off by presenting us with the old adage, children are the future, as if it was some amazing new concept that he alone had the insight to appreciate. He then immediately dropped that thought to praise his daughter, her stepmother, and especially himself. Much of the time was spent detailing how much money he had spent on the wedding and how much work was involved on his part. Yay him. The best bit was when he drew our attention to the cake and also to the receipts relating to its cost that he had framed and put on display next to it. After a full hour, no exaggeration, of this bragging and self-praise, with no mention of his new son-in-law or his family, he suddenly seemed to remember his initial theme, declaring once again that children are the future, like a fat white Whitney Houston, and announced that he had a treat later for all the kids who were there. He then left the room to applause from his close friends and family and bemusement from everyone else. Half an hour later, he reappeared, dressed as an Arab sheikh. To top off the look, he had blacked up with boot polish. He called for the attention of all who had not yet become transfixed by the sudden appearance of something out of one of those two Ronnie sketches that don't get included in compilation shows anymore. He then informed us that, as children are the future, all adults present should show their appreciation by giving each and every child present £2. There were around 30 kids in the room, so every one of us was, apparently, expected to give away £60 in loose change that we all had in our pockets to kids that most of us had never met. He then led the kids in a conga of capitalism, dancing around the room like a fat racist Fagin, stopping at every table so money could be extorted. Under the pretext of needing the loo, I decided bugger this for a game of soldiers, and managed to escape to the bar where the £5 or so I had in my pocket remained safe. Hooray for debit cards. It won't surprise you, dear reader, to learn that the marriage didn't last long, a little under 4 months, and that the whole charade appears to have been a calculated attempt to take my friend for half of everything he owns, with the father apparently having prepared paperwork for the divorce prior to the wedding. In the end, this ruse failed, and she left with a token payoff of a couple of £1,000. Here comes the craziest part, brace yourselves, all that has gone before pales in comparison. Once the divorce was underway, my friend no longer felt bound by the vow he had made to not reveal his in-law's oddest secret, which he gleefully revealed to me. They genuinely believed themselves to be the earthly form of some kind of pan-dimensional rabbit beings. At weekends, they travel about the countryside in search of their cottontail brethren whom they approach and converse with. Wait, so they genuinely go and talk to rabbits? Then they head home and relay the information gleaned from the field agent bunnies to a pair of small rabbit statues that stands on top of an upright piano.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.